some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Nearly 60,000 cases of a new coronavirus are now reported, with 1,367 deaths worldwide, with most cases in mainland China. Part of the spike reflects more on-the-spot diagnosis rather than waiting for lab tests. Dr. Michael Ryan with the World Health Organization says it's too soon to predict when the outbreak might end.
The task is to contain the virus, to detect the cases, to treat the cases. If we keep doing those things, yes, we may see a drop in the number of cases.
There are 14 cases confirmed in the United States, the latest in California. Someone already quarantined after arriving on a State Department chartered evacuation flight last week. President Trump denies directing the Justice Department to lower a sentencing recommendation for former campaign advisor Roger Stone, but says the prosecutor should apologize.
9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Stone's charges include witness tampering, obstruction, and lying to Congress during the Mueller-Russia investigation.
Screw off.
America's listening to Fox News.
In the 13th of February, World Radio Day.
All we hear is radio.
How about a little radio?
February 13th is World Radio Day.
Radio Day. Don't change my radio station.
Radio transmission.
Happy damn Radio Day to you folks. And I'm sitting here a soaking mess.
You are wet.
Wondering, why did I choose this career path? You know, and the worst part of it is, I started out in a good mood, feeling better than I have in weeks. And, of course, that automatically means it's going to go to hell in a hand sack, right?
You remember my morale yesterday morning at this time was just awful. I was yelling at
the dog. So today it's my turn, I guess.
Dog.
We better warn Jay about Friday.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's just a regular Thursday morning. As usual, we have rain and thunderstorms moving through the area. Temperatures were warmest in the middle of the night. We'll fall all day long. Does this sound familiar? And then we're back in the 30s tonight, and tomorrow is a very chilly Friday. That does sound familiar. Well, temperatures were like 74 degrees when I was making my morning video at 3:45. We're now at 61, and we're headed back to the 50s. And tonight's low 35, windy, will make it seem colder. Breezy tomorrow, chilly, mid-50s. Tomorrow's night, it's low 30. First freeze in a while. Saturday, nice recovery, 61, dry, sun and cloud mix. Scattered showers possible on Sunday. So this morning, we have moderate rain out at the airport. Prattville's reporting heavy rain. Danley Fields had 0.4 inches of rain just during the last couple of hours in that band of rain and thunderstorms moving through. We have 61 now at 6:10.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Oh, hi. Let me talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. You know why? Because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Looks like you had a plumbing problem outside there just a little while ago.
Yeah. There's a big leak.
Yeah, from this guy.
And I was in it.
If you have a big leak problem this morning, call Plumbing by Lee Choir. They're ready to answer the phone right now. And guess what? They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. You don't have to be a big deal radio star like Greg. They will do it for you, too. That's right. And may I suggest a whole house plumbing inspection? I got it at my house. This is a great peace of mind. Let's say you're getting ready to leave town and you don't want to come home to a problem, which some people have done that. You walk into the house and splish splash and you're not taking a bath. We're talking about a house that is flooded. So a whole house plumbing inspection can spot these problems before they become big problems, and they fix them, and then you don't have to worry about them. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number of this very professional business, 84417.
At 611, the William Tell Wake Up is ahead first. Your local news.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. At the State House, the Senate committee voted down a proposal to give payday lending customers longer to pay back their loans. Lawmakers voted 6-8 against the bill that would give borrowers 30 days to repay a loan instead of as little as 10 days. Senator Tom Butler says the loans become debt traps for families. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery Wednesday morning in the 6200 block of Atlanta Highway. Police say a man handed the teller a note and got away with an unknown amount of cash. Police say no one was injured in the incident. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed's transition team heard from the public about numerous issues facing the city last night. Mayor Reed hopes to have a final report on the transition team's work in 3 weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You think I get the company to build like an awning behind the back door with a ramp that goes down to the parking lot?
Sure.
Little rooftop thing?
Mm-hmm.
Something that will keep us
no problem
cool on hot summer days?
Yeah, I think they would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Mention my name.
Yeah.
That'll help.
Hey, Rich said it was okay, right? I'll translate, quit smoking. It would be nice. I mean, just a little awning. I have, like, we got about 30 minutes to dry out before we go on TV.
Yeah. You're not going to, in that color shirt, you're not going to be show up on TV as wet.
Maybe I'll go shirtless this morning just for a different look.
Now, wait for the book.
I think that'll...
Oh, they're in a book right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, great. So I can help them with their sweeps.
Their numbers.
Yeah, let's go shirtless.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
I don't have man boobs. There's nothing wrong with that. You know who could build something like that is Jones Brothers. They do carports and those kinds of things, all original design, because you have to custom fit the property. So maybe I will call them later today at 800-264-8009, because I would pay just about anything right now to not be soaking wet. And, of course, it's much easier to get in and out of your vehicle if it's under some type of protection. So if you don't have room for a garage, carport's an option, and they build those, Jones Brothers. You can see it all at jbroof.com. They do roof repair, replacement, energy-efficient windows, doors, you name it. They got you covered, and they do great work. I mean, right down to the paint matching, it's impeccable. 4 stars all the way around. Take a look at jbroof.com, or again, call them at 800-264-8009. The William Tell Wake Up is next.
Hey, guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:15. Raining most everywhere.
Wake your butt up!
increase its popularity, box office bomb Birds of Prey has a new name, and it's not alone. Check out the movie Cats, or as it's now called, Parasite.
What the hell? This isn't a Korean film. Best picture my ass.
And it's happening in sports. The XFL is now the NFL.
This stinks. But I'm still going to watch because I hate spending time with my family.
Even presidential candidates are on board. Isn't that right, Joe Biden? Or should I say Joe Buttigieg?
Hey, it's Joe Bernie Buttigieg Bloomberg. Get your name straight, you lion dog face pony soldier.
The Birds of Prey name change also works for deadly viruses.
Doctor, give it to me straight. Do I have corona?
Not anymore. The medical term is now the sniffles.
The sniffles? Then why are my eyes bleeding?
Because you just watched Birds of Prey. Give it another shot this weekend when we call it Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
Hi, I'm Larry Stevens.
The Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Today's nominee is us, those of us who have lived a little life. This is a requiem for an idea we thought we'd see when we were dopey little kids. Flying cars.
Right, yeah. The Jetsons.
A vast majority of people now believe that we will not see flying cars in our lifetime, even though Back to the Future 2 promised it in 2015.
What about bats flying out? Never mind. Monkeys? Never mind.
I was the Wizard of Oz. And I'm not saying anything about that.
Okay.
That's an invitation to big trouble. So we buried this dream at this time this morning. We do have, I mean, they've made prototypes for vehicles.
That automatically.
That can, you know, extend wings and convert. They're very, very expensive, but the idea that we would be abandoning cars so we could fly to work and stuff, can you see that? Can you imagine the airway, you know, the air filled with vehicles flying the way we drive on Interstate 85, which has been shut down completely twice in the last 2 days without rain? Ain't going to happen.
It'll give new meaning to Skywatch traffic.
Detours would be easier, I would think.
Yeah.
Because there's no roadway to have to mess with, so you just, like, divert them to drive under or over.
We'll have to give a little more time to Wendo in the morning for traffic updates. Getting busy in the airwaves this morning.
Change your vector this morning.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
You'll find your new pathway to work at 6:20. The only thing good about this morning and the, because I left just as it's let out. I mean, it was like
me too.
Boom.
Yeah. We
and
tried to get ahead of it, but
one thing I do appreciate is, especially since our streetlights here couldn't illuminate your big toe in a dark room, they're worthless, is the lane finder on my Rogue. I mean, that when it's pouring like it was, you can't see the divider lines on 85.
See,
you can't.
You have that, and I don't.
I do?
Yeah.
I have something that you don't already have?
Yeah.
Rich will be getting a new car this weekend, you watch. I bought a 19 Nissan Rogue from Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. It was a Signature Used Car. A car that came off a six-month lease. And they frequently have those at Jack Ingram. Of course, the cars still have to be checked out, whether it's 6 months old or 6 years old or older. They go through the vehicle history. If it's bad, it doesn't go on the lot. They look at the interior. If it can't be made to look clean and pristine or isn't already clean and pristine, they don't put it on the lot. Most importantly, they go through the engine. And if it looks like a troublemaker, it doesn't go on the lot. regardless of what price category you're shopping in. Now, if you had a new driver out there in that 2004 Volvo V70, they've got that for $4,800, you'd feel pretty good that in a vehicle like that, they'll be safe in really bad weather conditions like we've been through so far the last hour and a half. So shop with confidence at Jack Ingram. Tip Tames and his team have over 20 financing options, so don't let previous credit issues stop you from getting decent wheels for you or your family at Jack Ingram. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Shop online at jackingram.com. Jackson.
On Hyundai Boulevard, there are three cars wrecked in the road. Just saw the police lights coming up, so it's probably going to be slowing down here in the next few minutes.
All right, that's on the boulevard itself.
Yep. At Hyundai. Hyundai Boulevard, did you say? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
How close to 65 is that wreck?
I'll be honest, I am not from here. I only work here, so I don't know. That's the interstate, right?
Right. Yep.
I would say about a mile.
Okay. Just want those who are headed out that way to have a kind of an idea what they're driving into. I don't know what the alternate route is, by the way.
No.
I don't either. I go one way every day, but it's definitely there.
All right. Thanks, Jackson.
We sure do appreciate it. Thanks. All right. We have coming up this morning some more Valentine's gift suggestions.
Valentine's. Yeah.
Right. Lots of those. Yeah. More on the corona crisis. And a tip for those of you who are suffering from stress. It's all ahead on Three Men and a Bailey. Here is our first look at the roads.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a steady stream of traffic into Montgomery, but it is still light to moderate this morning as far as volume of cars. We've got some congestion on the East-South Boulevard, East Boulevard at I-85, Jackson Ferry on the Northern Boulevard, I-65 and 85 due in moderate to heavy at times traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everybody seems to be getting where they're going, though, this morning. No accidents into us to pass along to you. Keep it here. We're going to keep you up. Updated. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, even precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry.
And Holly from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry.
And we are hooping it up for a $99 special at Margaret's this Valentine's Day. We are talking about gold hoops.
You got to get these. You cannot miss this deal.
That's true. No guy can go wrong with this. What an unbelievable gift. And just $99.
She can dress them up. She can dress them down.
$99 Valentine's Special Marguerites. Gold hoops, white, yellow, or rose gold. Coming quick. They're going fast at Marguerites. Thank you.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright, and I approve of whatever it is my wife is about to read off of this teleprompter.
Hi, I'm a politician's wife delivering a focus group message from what looks like the cover of Architectural Digest. I'm not behind a podium or out speaking with real people because as a prop, I'm best positioned in the home where I can conform to gender norms and exhibit aspirational family values. My practice smile should tell you all's well with the Fulbright House, while my lifeless eyes betray my disgust with my husband's backroom dealings with shady political cohorts. People ask me all the time, what's it like to be a politician's wife? Well, it's a privilege to be a part of the soul-eating circus known as the political machine. That is, once you've given up your dreams of doing something meaningful or worthwhile. So, probably what it feels like to be a voter. Go here to hear more from my husband, or go here if you'd like to donate to his Indiegogo page.
No!
With the timeline for the 13th of February, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
This is the 43rd day of the year. There are 323 days remaining in 2020.
Oh!
This is it's not National Radio Day. It's World Radio Day.
The whole world.
What's wrong with the radio that we got? Get a different name day? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Our Rick.
Call me Schwitz Rimlicker.
Rick, thank you.
I'm just going to call you Rick Thomas.
Been watching you all my
Rick
life.
Rick Thomas, yeah.
Thanks, Rick, for being so dedicated. I'll report this without any comment. It's Self-Love Day.
All right. Well, I celebrated a little too early.
And
hoo-ah!
A little addendum to that, it's International Condom Day. On this date in 1633,
moving on.
Italian philosopher Galileo. Arrives in Rometo to face charges of heresy for advocating the Copernican theory, which holds that the Earth revolves around the sun. On this date in 1542, Henry VIII executed his fifth wife, Catherine Howard, for committing adultery. Oh, boy. This day in weather history is amazing. Yesterday, we told you about a tornado in Montgomery. How about the all-time coldest ever? -5 here in Montgomery, but it doesn't stop there. -10 Birmingham, -1 Mobile. All-time coldest. How about the coldest ever in the state of Florida? -2. Ice floating on the Mississippi River south of New Orleans. Hundreds of records broken across the eastern two-thirds of the nation on this date 121 years ago.
And yet, didn't we break a record yesterday, or did we hit a record?
Record high of 81.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the day in 1945, terrible. The firebombing of Dresden is killing as many as 135,000 people. Awful. 1961, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise, in order to allow more artists freedom with their own recordings. Hence, he garnered the nickname the Chairman of the Board. 1967, the Monkees announced that from now on, they're going to be playing their own recordings instead of session musicians. Yeah. 48 years ago, in 1972, Led Zeppelin was forced to cancel their Singapore concert when officials wouldn't let them off the plane. It seems their hair was too long.
Welcome to freedom, kids.
Right.
Vote for Bernie.
Now, our song of the day. Let's go back almost 40 years. 1981, fun song. Guy looking through a girly magazine, and Ruh-Roh Rorch, there's my homeroom angel. She's the centerfold from Western Mass. Jay Giles Band on your timeline this morning. How about a little centerfold?
Does she walk? Does she talk? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes.
Even worse, I've heard about fathers who have seen their daughters up on a screen.
That's every father's nightmare when your child is little. You think ahead, and you just hope that is never the career path that your daughter chooses.
Oh, my gosh.
How many dads have stumbled into something online that they did not want to see?
That's right.
Bet it's happened.
1982, Loverboy's Working for the Weekend peaked at number 29 on the pop charts. That's as high as it got, but it was a fun song.
I don't mean to interrupt the timeline, but the Marlins just signed Brad Boxberger.
Oh,
back to you.
All right. Boy, we're getting closer to baseball. Where do we get to the timeline? Countdowns here.
First game's a week from tomorrow.
On this date, 91, a helicopter carrying Kirk Douglas collides with a stunt plane over an airport in California. Douglas suffers cuts and bruises. Two other people in the plane are killed. On this date in 2000, the last new Peanut strip ran in Sunday papers the day after Charles Schulz died, and he's still making money off of it today. 2017, speaking of aircraft, Harrison Ford involved in a near miss while flying a plane at the John Wayne Airport in Orange County. I think he thought the runway was one of the taxiways was a runway.
Yeah, and they're still letting them fly.
Yeah. 3 years ago in 2017, North Dakota dictator Kim Jong-un's half-brother Kim Jong-nam was assassinated. It happened at the Kuala Lumpur Airport in Malaysia. Boy, those North Dakota folks. Prince Michael Jackson is 23 today, covered in tattoo from head to toe. Daniel Portman, he's on Game of Thrones. He's Podrick. He's 28 today. Peter Gabriel is 70. Jerry Springer is 76. Is he retired now? Yeah, he doesn't do a show.
I don't know if he's still doing this show or not.
Stockard Channing is 76. She was the first lady on the West Wing, by the way. George Segal is 86. Kim Novak is 87. She was in Hitchcock's classic Vertigo. Chuck Yeager,
American hero,
is how old today?
I'm going to guess 96.
97 years old. Wow. Peter Tork from the Monkees would have had a birthday. He died this last year, of course. We're one day to Valentine's Day. Preseason baseball, 8 days now? Yeah, the first preseason
game. First game is a week from tomorrow.
Yeah. And 23 days till the time change, 34 days till the vernal equinox, which is the first day of spring, Easter in 59 days, and the Biscuits home opener in 62 days from now. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas at 6:34.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Okay, so the heaviest band of rain has now reached Columbus, Georgia, down to Brundage. And back behind it, it gets lighter, but there's more rain than the front comes through, then the temperature drops, and then we get out of the rain by, let's say, mid-morning. It turns windy today with falling temperatures. 50s by this afternoon, 40s by this evening. Overnight low, 35 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy, chilly, mid-50s. Low tomorrow night, below freezing at 30. Saturday, nice afternoon recovery. High 61, dry, sun-cloud mix. Scattered showers possible Sunday. And then periods of showers Monday through Thursday next week. Right now, this morning, we have heavy rain reported still at Prattville, but I imagine that's slacking off right now. Moderate rain out of Montgomery.
Slacking?
Slacking off. Yeah. It's 61 degrees now with moderate rain at the Montgomery Airport, 6:36.
All right. I think I got a text from Mrs. Ritterbottle on rainfall at our place.
You know what? I haven't checked.
4,100ths of an inch, and that is since literally I walked out the door. It was at zero.
That's very close to the airport. Let me check my house. Go ahead, check your place, too. Do, 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 do. I love this.
We're all checking our measurements.
We can do, yes, that's right.
Yes. I'll tell you what, while we're doing
that. I got
that,
0.80.
His is always higher. What is it with Autauga County?
I don't know, but mine's 0.60.
Hmm.
My rainfall is, since midnight, is thicker.
Well, at least, I mean, it may be raining, and it may be raining at the worst time of day as far as getting to work, but at least we didn't have to deal with warnings. And
I wasn't here all night, and you didn't have to come out.
It was my turn to come in, and, you know.
You're living right.
Got up at 1, got a text from Rich saying everything was good, went back to sleep.
Good boy.
Thanks, Dad.
Is he going to get a bigger allowance? TV chat, we're talking about romantic places to propose marriage. Does Mommy the Swami's Kitchen count? Find out.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're after the 6:30 mark, and we are seeing a lot of folks inbound into Montgomery now. The boulevard beginning to fill up just a bit. We're seeing more and more spots of congestion around the city. I-65 and 85 doing a big business through downtown Montgomery right now. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown across the Alabama River Bridge into downtown on 65 southbound. Please drive carefully. No accidents into us to pass along to you. We will keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota, and the selection fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Nearly 60,000 cases of a new coronavirus are now reported, with 1,367 deaths worldwide, with most cases in mainland China. Part of the spike reflects more on-the-spot diagnosis rather than waiting for lab tests. Dr. Michael Ryan with the World Health Organization says it's too soon to predict when the outbreak might end.
The task is to contain the virus, to detect the cases, to treat the cases. If we keep doing those things, yes, we may see a drop in the number of cases.
There are 14 cases confirmed in the United States, the latest in California. Someone already quarantined after arriving on a State Department chartered evacuation flight last week. President Trump denies directing the Justice Department to lower a sentencing recommendation for former campaign advisor Roger Stone, but says the prosecutor should apologize.
9 years for doing something that nobody even can define what he did.
Charges include witness tampering, obstruction, and lying to Congress during the Mueller-Russia investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
And now your Valentine's Day forecast from the Weather Channel. Look for a flurry of activity in the greeting card aisle at the grocery store, turning to widely scattered husbands buying roses near the checkout counter throughout the day. Continued attempts at romance using chocolates in heart-shaped boxes, followed by a glass or two of wine into the evening. Chance of getting into a fight at a restaurant for smiling at the waitress? 80%. Chance of sleeping on the couch? 90%. And that's your Valentine's Day forecast from the Weather Channel.
It's showtime. We're getting ready to connect with CBS 8. And the topic, once again, will be romantic places to propose marriage.
Andrew's got a fun one. And you probably heard it before. He'll tell it. I'll spoil it. But,
Jay, what's your story? Well, that's right.
Have you ever asked anybody? Have you ever proposed?
No.
Okay.
God, no.
Ever had a close call?
No. God, no.
What about you, Bailey?
Simon is telling me about a skank poodle they had that at age 9 managed to get knocked up with the next door neighbor's dog.
Well, if it was 9 years old, it was, what is that, multiplied by 7?
It's late in life puppies.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
We don't know about Bailey's life.
It was a pretty interesting story.
But they say she had puppies, so.
Really?
Yeah. That would be interesting to meet one of Bailey's children.
Briscoe's in love with a throw pillow at the house. That's always fun.
Yes, he is.
All right, we've run through our kill music.
We're just ready to join Alabama Rising here, talking about the romantic places to propose marriage. And I guess number one is what?
Central Park
in New York.
With Rising.
Here we go.
A new survey for Valentine's Day asked Americans to name the most romantic places in the world to propose to someone.
Yeah, the most romantic places in the world to propose are Central Park, the Eiffel Tower, Niagara Falls, and if you're planning to pop the question at Buffalo Wild Wings, sorry, it didn't make the list.
Oh, no.
That could be cool, though. You put it in the wing.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what you need a wingman to help you pop the question. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
A wingman.
Good morning.
I like that. Yeah.
Well, I've done it four times.
Yes. Are you on this list?
The first in-house expert.
Well, the first one, I was very young, like you guys. And I kind of got bullied into it because we had been dating for a long time. Uh-huh. And it was one of those, if we're not going to get married, then we may as well just break up. That's not a marriage proposal, but that's how it
happened. That's a great reason to get married.
Yeah, right. Number two, and I admit this openly, I was high. And it was stupid. It was just stupid.
High on love. You were just so,
no,
you
I wish.
So highly of her.
You were Twitter pated.
I've done some really amazingly stupid things high on love, but no, I was just, it was before I went to rehab the first time.
I don't know if you feel like retelling that, Andrew, but
did Elvis do that wedding?
I love I love the locale you picked. I love the locale you picked, Andrew, and you almost had some weather issues that you were worried about?
Remember, I'm only halfway through my marriage proposal.
Yes, I'll get to that, but I want to hear times three and four from Greg.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
You left us off on such a high note.
Exactly, yeah.
High note. See what he did just
there? Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Number three, I actually put some thought into. My daughter's mom was about to become a flight attendant, so there was a little bit of urgency. Decided to go to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. This is in January.
Yeah.
It was cold, but it was clear. And right next to the reflecting pool outside the Jefferson Memorial on the third step, that's where I did it in that one.
Oh, that's a pretty cool location.
It really is.
I like that. Yeah.
Especially if you like a Thomas Jefferson looking down on you while you're making a lifetime commitment. And the fourth, it wasn't the location.
Already nervous enough.
Exactly.
The fourth one wasn't the location. That was at Mommy the Swami's kitchen.
Uh-huh.
But what I did was I gave her a box that had a beautiful set of leather gloves. The ring, though, was attached to one of the glove fingers. So she opens the box, and, oh, these gloves are great. And I'm watching this ring bounce back and forth and all over the place. And then she finally realized, it was good. That was the best one.
Oh, that's cool.
Just for the reaction.
I like that. All right. You want to be?
What's the next one going to be?
Oh, God. Boy, oh, boy.
You're not going to make me mad, but you're going to get a note from my wife. I can tell you that right now, Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to get more than a note. She's
a knuckle sandwich.
I know Mrs. Roosevelt. I keep up with her on Facebook.
I think you have a breakfast delivery one morning.
Roz does love Ryan.
And they have a ring.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, if I die, you have permission to take her in. Since you seem to be looking forward
moving on now. Tell us about your proposal.
This is about to become an HR issue. Here. Let's go on.
All right, Andrew, if there's time, you're up now.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so one of my favorite places in the world is the Linville Gorge Wilderness in North Carolina.
Beautiful.
And so that's where I propose. And we were driving in, and you can have like an overlook looking into the gorge. And I was like, wow, like the clouds are hanging really low. This is going to be really cool looking once we climb up there, get into the gorge, climb up to what's called the chimneys in the gorge. We get up there, you can't see anything. It is whiteout conditions, basically. And I stayed up there for about an hour just hoping and honestly praying. And I sat down and prayed at one point, and I was like, if today is the day, God, please clear the clouds. And Logan says that to this day, she now thinks about it and laughs, but I went up to her and I was like, what are your thoughts on fog? Do you like the fog?
Is this romantic to you?
And she said it didn't make any sense. And she was like, why are you so concerned about the fog? Come to find out, the clouds cleared up. And she found out why I was concerned.
She was thinking you wanted to go to meteorology school. And it turns out you just wanted to pop the question.
And didn't you have to ask somebody to hey, could you just move away for a little bit? Because I'm going to propose.
Yes, so it finally cleared up. The spot that I wanted to do it, these people started setting up a picnic. I ran down there, and I was like, I will take a picture for you. Whatever you need me to do to just get off of this rock now. And they were very understanding. I explained my reasoning behind it, and they picked up their picnic and moved out.
Well, that's a great story. I love that.
Yeah, that is. That's the best best of the bunch. Yes.
In a happy ending, for sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. I stressed the whole time for a great moment.
And we can smooth that moment over.
Do we have time for Jay's? No, we don't have.
Well, yeah, never proposed.
That was his. There we go. Wrapping up right now. I thought I heard his.
You guys have a great one.
All right,
see you tomorrow morning.
You can check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily have time for my stories of proposal and
yeah, all of mine, yeah.
Look, every woman in the world should hope that they meet the guy that lavishes the attention and love on them that Ritz does for Bailey.
Oh, jeez, Dad, I'm gonna cry.
I'm serious. I'm so proud of
thank you.
My son, Rick Thomas.
Yeah, watching you for years, Rick.
3:46. We're going to take a quick break here. Come back with today's Cheap and Trash.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Hey, this is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I know February has President's Day and Valentine's Day and probably some other great reasons to have a sale, but it's also my anniversary month, so we're having our month-long anniversary sale. No, not my store's anniversary. More important, my wedding anniversary, 45 years. To celebrate this amazing occasion, Mr. Sandman is discounting hundreds of beds and mattresses, Serta's, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and others must be liquidated to make room for new models. Fresh stock and floor samples are available at tremendous discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many are well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy 4 BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's 2 locations.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello again, it's Bernie. I believe in universal adult care. Why do you need to be burdened with things like driving and choosing TV shows to watch and general hygiene? With universal adult care, all of these things will be taken care of by a disgruntled nurse. And when she brushes your teeth, she gets up all around the gum line. Very efficient. So go and sign up right now. And when I'm elected, you'll receive a free pudding cup every day around 4. Chocolate, vanilla, or butterscotch. Thank you.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
It'll be nice when these political ads are over, right?
Yes.
There was a fatal shooting near Dave Chappelle's house, but he was not involved. He lives in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Where is that?
I've never heard of Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Well, he's got a lot of money. Maybe he just invented it and built it. It's about a mile. The shooting happened about a mile from his house. He is okay. He's touring Europe right now. And if you have not taken a look at Dave Chappelle's Juicy Smollett, do, because it's incredibly funny. America's favorite felon, Snoop Dogg, he did that angry rant against Gayle King when she brought up the rape accusation against Kobe Bryant and threatened her, but now he's backing off and admits he blew it out of proportion. In an Instagram video, he is quoted saying, "Gayle King, I publicly tore you down by coming at you in a derogatory manner based off emotions. I overreacted. Should have handled it way different than I did." Yeah, you're exactly right. You should have. You're a jerk. Is it time? It has been for me for years. It's been 20 years since he did anything funny. The Grinch, I think, would probably be the last thing. Jim Carrey. He's getting grief because a reporter, a female reporter, asked, let's see, if there was anything left on his bucket list.
And he said, "You?
Just you," he said, yeah. She laughed, and he said, "It's all done now." She then said, "Well, I don't know what to say to that." It's so what? You know, these things used to harmlessly happen all the time, but now it's a big friggin' deal. And this will probably be the last time I say Jim Carrey deserves no grief for a reaction like that. That's called being glib. Right? I don't know why people waste their time doing these kinds of surveys, but a survey on who America wants to see Brad Pitt with.
Our survey said...
Oh, no.
99% said in the jaws of a great white shark. The rest of the vote was split between Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie, but Jennifer got most of the vote. They don't want him back with that skank Angie. The NFL has reinstated Myles Garrett. That's the helmet
saw
fashion
that.
Browns player.
Yeah, the Browns.
I'm surprised. Rick Moranis, speaking of people we haven't heard from in years, is back. Guess what movie they're redoing?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids for Disney Plus, I think.
Mm-hmm. The last time they made a new one of those, in case you're wondering, 24 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Every state's romantic comedy is something we'll take a look at later. Give that some thought. I would imagine Sweet Home Alabama would have to be ours.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. But we will find that out later.
Can't really think of anything else that would have...
I can't either. Fox is redoing The Goonies with a new cast. Gene Simmons, he's a bit of an odd duck. I kind of like him, and sometimes he's annoying. But about 20 years ago, a SWAT team had to be called to a hotel in Buffalo, New York, where Kiss was staying. Had nothing to do with sex, drugs, or rock and roll. It was about room service. Guitarist Tommy Thayer said he was sitting on his room after the show when he got a call from the front desk. They told him they called the police and a SWAT team because somebody in the band threatened to blow the place up, and it was Gene Simmons who did. He didn't mean it literally. He just gets upset when the room service is subpar. Well, don't we all?
Right.
You know, when it gets up there and it's cold.
Oh, sure.
And they don't have ketchup or butter or any of the stuff that you ask.
Not only cold, but late.
Police did show up with a SWAT team because they took it. They don't take chances on blowing places up when those kind of threats are made. Browns and Bengals fans will not be getting legal marijuana to alleviate their woes.
Well,
I guess Ohio is not on board yet with that. And world-famous lobster or king crab thief Jameis Winston had LASIK surgery. He became the first quarterback in NFL history to have 30 touchdown passes and 30 interceptions in the same season. That should make him better, knowing what we know about LASIK. And there's also a sequel to Aladdin in the works. So it's sequels and reboots and remakes and not much in the way of original fresh stuff. Gulf States Mobility, there's a place where they literally invent. They have to because their clientele requires a customized approach for the services they provide. Re-empowering, choice-restoring services for people who have caught the one break we don't even want to think could happen to us, and that's a loss of mobility. And sometimes these situations are temporary or short-term, some are longer, and some are permanent. Whatever the case, Gulf States Mobility has decades of experience to assess and then begin providing the products and creating the products From customized motorized equipment to more to making sure that the house somebody is returning to is not going to have a danger within that's going to give their customer an opportunity to re-injure themselves or have a setback in recovery. So making the home safe without requiring the client to move. You know, people heal much better in their own home. So that's what they do. Gulf States Mobility has also put the driving option back on the table so people can set and keep their own schedules and lead the most individual life possible. And people don't know how much they want that until they have it taken away. Their number is 514-6590 when you have a chance just to applaud the great work they do. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. What is the latest on this rain? Let's see, we refresh the live in fear Doppler image here.
We're on the back edge here of the main area, so the front's about to go through. Yeah. And then that other rain, that second batch, that's behind the front.
Okay, so that's when the temperatures are going to start?
Well, yeah.
Coming down.
Temperatures have already started coming down, but that's because it started raining. But yeah, that's when we'll start to see the drop.
Yesterday afternoon, man, was so annoyingly hot and humid. It was just, I was not ready for that.
81 degrees.
We are at 657. Sailor roads are moving.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got a lot of cars on the road this morning. A lot of folks inbound on the 31s into town. The boulevard is beginning to fill up a good bit. A lot of congestion out there at the major intersections. I-65 and 85 got moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to pass along to you, but we are about to get very busy, and the school zones are going to be going into effect really soon. Watch out for the buses and the kids this morning, and slow down with all the rain and buckle up. We will keep you up. Updated. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
It's time for the 2020 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association, February 21st through the 23rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project and see Sean O'Neill, Fox TV's MasterChef winner. For more information,